Here at home, nearly 800,000 Texans are getting health insurance for the first time under the Affordable Care Act. But more than 6 million more are uninsured and looking for other options. And many of them are turning to places they say are both affordable and convenient. Places like Walmart. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Veronica Zaragovia from KUT in Austin reports on how that's going.
This is the provider office. We also use it for counseling, immunizations, things like that. This is the lab. We do a lot of point-of-care tests here, and the ones that we can't do, we send out to a lab, and we usually have the results the next day.
I'm taking a tour of Walmart's care clinic in Copperas Cove, close to the Fort Hood military base. It's got everything a typical doctor's office has, except a doctor. It's staffed by nurse practitioners. Walmart employees and their dependents on a company health plan pay $4 for an office visit. Everyone else pays $40 per office visit. It's extra for external lab tests or immunizations, for example. Texas and a few other states have a handful of these new clinics. Walmart spokesperson Denise Marquardt says the company considered a few things in picking its first locations.
Areas with a lack shortage of primary care providers, areas with a high propensity of uninsured, underinsured, or Medicaid participants, areas with a high likelihood of chronic disease, and also areas where there are a number of Walmart associates.
Their customers are people like Ricardo Trejo. He's uninsured and says he'd rather come here than an emergency room. I spoke to Trejo as he and his wife loaded shopping bags into their trunk in the parking lot.
Yes. You know, it's close to my house. It's convenient. I can also do my shopping here. You know, so it's good.
Dr. Atif Mehrotra sees more and more companies catering to people who want the convenience Trejo does.
I call this the convenience revolution in healthcare.
Mehrotra is a Harvard Medical School professor and a policy analyst at the RAND Corporation. He studies consumer-centric care,
which is trying to provide care for patients at places that are more convenient for them, their homes, their work sites, places that they shop frequently.
Millions of people have gotten insured because of the Affordable Care Act. But experts say this is leading to longer wait times at doctor's offices. And Texas, like much of the country, has a shortage of doctors.
And so therefore, there is a need for an alternative. And I think these retail clinics, either in their simpler form or the form that Walmart has, really represent a mechanism to meet that need.
Right now, the Walmart clinics don't take private insurance. They do accept fee-for-service Medicare, and there are plans to start accepting patients on Medicaid. The clinics offer a range of care.
On the one hand, if they need an acute service that is more time sensitive, they will see whichever nurse practitioner is in the clinic.
That's Dr. David Severance, the corporate medical director at QuadMed. It's the contractor Walmart hired to staff their clinics.
However, if they're looking for a service that is more in the line of routine follow-up, routine primary care things that they can schedule in advance, then they certainly have the opportunity to schedule that with the same provider every time.
And that's important, says Dr. Austin King. He's the president of the Texas Medical Association. He says he worries about non-traditional healthcare settings undermining the relationship between patient and physician.
Oh, I think that's paramount. That's built on trust.
Because of that trust, a patient's more likely to follow the doctor's orders.
Now, we realize that from the convenience standpoint, that people's jobs and their activities, that sometimes they have to use these clinics, but they're not a replacement for a true physician home.
Harvard's Dr. Mehrotra says that's a valid point.
But one larger point is the majority of patients who go to a retail clinic in our data do not have a primary care physician, so there is no relationship to disrupt.
Mehrotra says there's money to be made if companies can develop business models that deliver convenient care. He points to another example, Wyclef Health, an Austin-based company. It has mobile nurse practitioners in all of Texas's major cities and also in Phoenix. Its nurse practitioners are on the road 7 days a week, and they drive to their patients' homes or work sites.
Our customers are organizations that want to truly change the culture of how healthcare is consumed.
That's Michael Rader, Vice President of Business Development and Customer Relations for Wyclef. Rader says they're not trying to replace traditional healthcare, but he says they do keep people from missing work because they're sick or just not getting care at all.
We actually ask and we document, where would you have gone today if Wyclef Health was not available at that point in time? And it's staggering the percentage of members that we see that would not have sought care.
Back at the Walmart in Copperas Cove, Nicole Metz is leaving the clinic with her children and husband around 8 p.m.
I mean, I work full-time and my husband works full-time. It's very hard for us to squeeze a doctor's appointment in. They are open on the weekends and late, and that is why they are best.
So far, only Texas, South Carolina, and Georgia have these Walmart care clinics. All of these states have relatively high rates of people without insurance. None expanded Medicaid eligibility under the Affordable Care Act or launched a state-run health insurance marketplace. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Saragovia.
And our story was produced as a project for the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships, a program of the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.